The word today is fall. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Doug Schrader. The Bible explains clearly that all people suffer the effects of sin. Because of humanity's waywardness and rebellion against God, our sin leads to suffering, punishment, and eventually death. Here to contemplate the implications of sin and God's solution for it is Bible scholar Doug Schrader on The Word Today, Fall.
We're going to spend some time talking about what the Bible calls the fall into sin, the fall of mankind. This took place in the Garden of Eden, and we have no clue how much time had passed between God's creation of man and when this sin took place. But in Genesis chapter 3, we are told that Adam and Eve, the humans, had been given very strict orders not to consume fruit from this tree of knowledge of good and evil, but they were free to eat as much as they wished from this tree of life that God had given them. There's so much going on in Genesis chapter 3 that's not explained, and we don't have deep insight into many things about this. However, we do know some things, like, for instance, the tree of knowledge of good and evil did not give knowledge of right and wrong. Adam and Eve already understood what was right and wrong when God told them not to eat of it, or if they did, they would die. So they had an understanding of right and wrong. Then what was this knowledge of good and evil? Well, it was essentially looking from your own perspective at the world versus simply trusting what God said. Once Adam and Eve disobeyed and ate the fruit of the tree, it says their eyes were opened and they saw themselves naked. In other words, they now were looking from their own perspective instead of God's perspective. And they were self-conscious and they started making decisions based on what they think they should do instead of what God was telling them was good for them. That's that knowledge of good and evil. This tree was essentially a test to see if mankind would obey God. This tree of life, it seems, was miraculously extending their lives so that they would not die. You notice that once they disobey, God kicks Adam and Eve out of the garden and they are removed from access to the tree of life. And the result is that they begin the process of aging and dying. And that took quite some time, but they eventually succumbed to it and died. So there is a spiritual death that takes place when they disobey God, and that is instant. And it's just as God said, on the day you eat of it, you will die. But then the physical death process begins as well, and eventually Adam and Eve physically die. Now, what we have happening here in Genesis 3, sadly, is a situation where Satan attacks humanity. Humans had done nothing against Satan. However, Satan, we learn from the Bible, had been in conflict with God. Previously, Satan had been kicked out of heaven. He had attempted in his free will to challenge God, and the Lord put him down and kicked him out of his heavenly home. Now, if you were to imagine this situation like being a parent of a rebellious teenager, and if the teenager decided that they were going to take over your home, and now they would tell you what to do, and they would attempt to take your furnishings, your house. If you owned a car or a television, they would take that too, and they would attempt to take your place. Well, you wouldn't allow this. You would put that kind of rebellion down. And that is precisely what the Lord did. So Satan was kicked out of heaven, kicked out of God's house, so to speak. And so what does he do? He goes down to earth. When God had created the humans and put them on earth, Satan decides he's going to get even and he's going to wreck the human race and attack the humans. And that's what's happening in Genesis chapter 3. That's what led to the fall into sin. It was certainly an unfair fight because Satan lies and deceives and uses his cunning to trick the humans. And so the consequence of the fall into sin is that humanity forever after passes along our imperfection, our weaknesses, our inabilities, and these get passed from one generation to the next. Is it in our genetics? Is it in our DNA, in our physical nature? Well, very likely, at least some of it is. And so Satan goes and he succeeds in messing up the human race. Now, at this point, God determines he has to save the humans and save us from the consequences of sin and death. And that's much to God's glory because he is kind and merciful, and he loves us as the humans he has made. When it comes to Satan, I want us to be aware of the fact that he is our enemy. He is called our enemy in the scriptures. He is also an antagonist. We want to be aware that Satan will try to destroy us. That is his goal. In John chapter 8, Jesus is talking to some of his antagonists, his enemies, and he is describing Satan, and he says of Satan, "You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire." Now, the reason he's saying that to these people is because they have it in their hearts to kill him. And so he is describing them as being children of Satan because they are filled with hate. One of the most grievous times, one of the worst times in a human's life is when they are so filled with hate that they want to murder someone else. That is when they are most consumed with a satanic desire. God, in his nature, is love. Satan is hate. And when we are filled with hate, we're acting like Satan. We're acting like the devil because we want to murder and kill people. Christians should be just the opposite. We should be filled with the love of God, even toward our enemies, according to Jesus. So, in describing Satan further, Jesus says, "When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies." It's important that we recognize that when temptations come to us in our weakened, sinful state because we have original sin, because we have this imperfection in us, we are subject to temptations. And we can be lured astray. And Satan wants to work through temptation to destroy us. He wants to wreck our lives. And he wants to alienate us to God. He wants us to get drawn away, to get us distracted so we feel like we don't have time for God in our lives, or to get angry and upset with God because God allowed something to happen to us. Perhaps one of our family members died and we resent it and we want to hate God for it. Whatever Satan is going to do, he's going to attempt to destroy us and he's going to use whatever method he can. But all temptations have one thing in common, and we need to understand this. All temptations contain a lie. Satan is a liar. When he comes to try to deceive us, there is always something false in it. And you may think that it's going to be fantastic to have an affair and to cheat on your spouse because you don't feel love toward them anymore, and you feel love more toward this other person, and it's going to be wonderful. That's a lie. You need to understand that no blessing comes from cheating on your spouse. Satan wants you to buy into the lie. And you might think that it would be so fun to get drunk and to take the recreational drugs or things like this. That is a lie. There is no blessing that comes to you from abusing your body and misusing the good gifts that God has given us in this world. You need to realize that Satan will try to fool you, and his goal is to destroy you. And that is why God wants you to have wisdom to counteract Satan's temptations. God wants you to know that Jesus shared in our humanity in order to destroy Satan, so that we would not succumb to his temptations. Now, we have original sin. We have imperfections. But thankfully, the God who made us loves us enough that he is willing to forgive us our weaknesses and our shortcomings. And even if you've messed up, even if you've blown it in life and made major mistakes before, God is kind and he will take you back. All you need to do is to repent, to simply say, Lord, I have made a mess of my life. I need you. I need my Savior Jesus. I need your forgiveness. And he will receive you back once again. But let's get wise. Let's get smart to see temptations, that every time Satan comes with a temptation, there is a lie, and its goal is to destroy us. So remember, gain some wisdom here. When you are tempted to sin, realize that you have a spiritual enemy. Resist Satan and he will flee from you, the scriptures say. Use God's word to find the falsehood, find the lie, so that you can resist it. And God will give you a way out, the scripture says, when you are tempted. We can't stand on our own against Satan. We need the power of God. We need his word, and we need the Holy Spirit in our life. Be strong against Satan. Look for the truth and live according to it.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? And when you write, be sure to request the booklet by Pastor Paul Schrader entitled Judgment. A foundational belief of the Christian faith is that Jesus Christ will come again to judge the living and the dead. A promise of doom to the unbeliever, but of great hope to the believer. So write today for your free copy of Judgment. Our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.